So this one, the way to listen with the bodhisattva attitude means that whenever you listen to teachings, thinking that for the in order to liberate all the sentient beings from the samsara and bring the enlightenment to the beings, so I'm going to I listen and reflect on and meditate on the teachings. To think, one should listen with this thought.
Sinjin tamje sanje ji gomban gobar dan jen na na sinjin nam na sanje ji gomban tuya ga ne ba ye le le sin na sinjin nam na sanje tuya ga ne ba kan de wa ri kin bo ji wa re.
So then, if you question yourself that can really the all sentient being can achieve the Buddhahood and liberation and Buddhahood, and how they can achieve. If one doubts, if one questions oneself like that, Rinpoche says the answer is that yes, all the sentient beings, living beings, can achieve the Buddhahood. Because the reason is that every living being, every sentient being has the Buddha nature within their mind, within their heart.
Tene dekhi nyingpa sije de semje rang yam, semje nelo kam, semje ngowam, semje hilok tartukpa, sardong yemi tela dekhi nyingpa sige.
Now, what is called the Buddha nature? What is the Buddha nature, in fact? Who says that? What is the Buddha nature, if one questions? In fact, Buddha nature is our own, the ultimate nature, or the true nature of our own mind, which is called a Buddha nature. And such true nature of, or ultimate nature of our mind is a very clarity, luminous, is always bright and always transparent and always shining one. However, it is obscured by stains and defilements. And now how the all the beings are pervaded by Buddha nature. That means how every being has the true nature of the mind, which is called the Buddha nature. So these beings are pervaded by Buddha nature, as a milk is pervaded by butter. Although milk is not butter, but milk contains the potentiality of the butter. So in the same way, every living being also has the Buddha nature in the same way. Although they are not Buddha, but they have the Buddha nature, the potentiality for Buddhahood, by developing which they can achieve the Buddhahood.
Omal mar tang tela terma drup tu je de gang gang sen de drup ta war es na omala mar tela oma da mala omala mar dan tela terma de thambu ne khoran la yo ba de ne drup yo be jom sen de drup ta war es.
So if you think then how and why we can obtain and butter from the milk and an oil from the sesame seed. So Rinpoche says, because the potentiality of milk and the potentiality of the oil is already there, lying inherently within the milk and sesame seed. Therefore, it becomes possible to obtain them.
Tene semjin nam jang semje ne lo dekhi ning bo yoba yoba la tin de tene tama jang na sanje ji ko ma to tu re.
Therefore, since all the being has Buddha nature in the same way, like butter and like milk and butter and sesame seed and oil, so if we purify such this true nature of the mind, which is luminous, which is a clear light, but obscured by the defilements. If we purify such nature of the mind, then we can achieve the Buddhahood. To achieve Buddhahood means we can transform such mind into the mind of the Buddha, into Buddha itself.
Then the same thing, semji ne lok te ne lok satong yin mi yin ba del tin de tene na cho kon jo ge chen gan la do ya ge tap ji se de mun lam jam na do thu re kon jo ge kon bang do na do thu re.
Since we are endowed with such clear, such true nature of the mind, which is clear light and luminous, and so if we pray, we can be born in the pure land where one wishes, and also we can achieve the Buddhahood if one strive for the practice.
Then the Dada Chodro Baba Namdi Kuan Chok Ke Khen Kalan Doya Ke Samuchita Kuan Chok Ranga Kompang Doya Ke Samuchita.
Therefore every practitioner has two aims, either to achieve the birth in the pure land, or to achieve the jewel state of the jewel. Here jewel refers to Kuncho Siddhi Kapsa Tha Sanji
Kuncho Chichab Sanji Kuncho
Yeah
Chichab Tha Dho Tha Nthi Sanji Kuncho Kona Dhamma Chaya Dhamma Thakwa Thilu Sanji
Yeah, Rinpoche said, yeah, jewel
Chepa Mado
Normally, Buddha, Dharma and the Sangha are called three jewels. So, jewel is such terms, it covers not only Buddha, Dharma and the Sangha. It covers, even the God also included in this. So, in God also translated as a jewel. Buddha, Dharma and Sangha are also translated as the three jewels in English. So in Tibetan word is jewel, Rinpoche, Rinchen, Kwanchok. Kwanchok means jewel. Kwanchok means the supreme, the precious, the most rare, like that, it means like that. So this covers not only Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, but it covers the God also, God and the deity also. So
Tena ngātsu tene jona Kuenchoku Kompang Tsendela Drupthuba Chikda Te Kuenchoku Kompang Tsendela Drupthuba Chikda Na Kuenchoku Hiyanla Drupthuba Chikda.
If we could, Rinpoche said, therefore, and if we could achieve the jewelhood, you can say, if we could attain the jewel in this very life, of course it is the best one, no doubt. Even if we could not achieve the jewel or the attain the jewel, we must try to achieve to attain the birth in the pure land, Devachan, etc. Which are pure land. Here Rinpoche says that pure the Shingham de Kangal Chichab Sungore Kangi Shingham Sungas
Shingham da Shingham Kujog Shingham Zevarwa.
Here land means pure land, means the pure land of the jewel.
Te khekam la, khekam la. Te na da, tonda.
So Rinpoche said that why it is possible to attain the pure land of the jewel or the jewel itself, because we are endowed with the true nature of the mind, which is clear light by nature, which by essence is clear light, and which is at the same is called as the Buddha nature too.
Tene dorna kunjo ke khangana rowa la dhamma rakpa ji jang ne dhamma rakpa ji jang ne kunjo ke khangana roya ke manam japa la so pati ju jin ji so ko hyure s dhamma rakpa japa tang dhamma rakpa jang ma tang manam ji khok so tene kunjo ke khangana rowa ta phi ji so ko hyure s kunjo ke kompang dobar se pa la dhamma tha da semje semwe sa ji dhamma tham ji jang go.
So for the birth and for the rebirth, you should say, for in order to go into a pure land, Rinpoche says what we need. So we need, in fact, we need two things: the purification of the purification. Tomorrow, rakwa jamar mo.
Kunjo ke hindun rowa la
tomorrow.
Same with tomorrow. Same with rakwa jamar. Same
with tomorrow rakwa
jamar. Then chosa.
Three things are needed mainly. First, we have to purify the gross level of our defilements, which obscure our true nature of the mind. And then secondly, we have to accumulate merit. And then thirdly, and we have to do prayers. So I mean, the all three together should be done. And then we can achieve, we can attain the birth in pure life. However, to attain the jewel, then the complete purification is important, is needed. The complete purification of the defilement, or you can say stains, which obscure the Buddha nature.
Dona danda yangye te sim jine lok sa tong song jo ta song jo te res yangar sa ye te.
And then no, the ground or the object which is to be purified is our true nature of the true nature of the mind, which is called the shining buddha, the buddha nature itself is the ground, the not ground sorry, the object which we have to purify.
And the
means of purification, the method of the purification, is a wisdom with instructions, with a wisdom guided by special instruction. Wisdom with the, yes, not guide. A wisdom with the fifth instruction. A very important instruction. Yes. Is the means to purification. For example, the on object that object which is to be clean, and the method of cleaning, you know, the means of cleaning is wisdom. Wisdom with instruction by Guru. Then the object which is to be clean, which we have to clean, is the Buddha nature, which is the true nature of our mind.
Hira menga ji se jide karre se na, tokwan thar simbe jiwa jeke tenbe, tap tenbe hirap te gowar es. Tokwan thar simbe jiwa jeke tenbe hirap tenbe, tap tenbe hirap tenbe na,
yes, here the instruction, the wisdom with the special instruction means, the wisdom with the special instruction means such instruction given by a realized spiritual teacher.
Tende hirap de janza karrasana janza nyomo batang tanda nyomo chuna nyomo bat yang go yores
tande de sharap singor bak
dami to hirap
sharap de rang go yores sharap
tengi hirap tengi de ta to ban thar sem ji wo je ge hirap je thap de ting go yores
sharap de thap de sun
hirap
ge thap de sun
Tap
the sheriff, the river.
Rare, tap the sheriff, the
sheriff, the sheriff, the means and the method, or the means you can say, the means of the purification is wisdom. And this wisdom also should be guided, you know, by a realized instruction, by the instruction, yes, given by a realized instructor or realized spiritual teacher.
Tere dene ta de hirap de kan gyanza de karre se na sem trupe nang drama de jang gore.
Yes, now what is the thing that is to be purified, which we have to remove, which we have to clean? The object is Buddha nature, the means is the wisdom guided, the wisdom, and with the instruction given by the teachers. Then, now the thing which is to be purified is the stain of our mind, the stain, you know, which obscure our true nature of the mind. That is defilement.
The
stain, you know. And Rinpoche says this, the stain or the obscuration caused by confusion and ignorance is also, there are different kind of obscurations. These stains also, if we classify, there are the different kind of stains. But in brief, there are two kind of stains. All these stains are included into two types of stains. So these two type of stains are the stains, or you can say the obscurations of knowledge, Chijidivarava, the obscuration to the knowledge, to the phenomena, means the ignorance, you know, not knowing the true nature of the phenomena. That is called the obscurations to the knowledge phenomena. So then the second one, the first one is the obscuration of defilement, the obscuration caused by the defilement. Defilements are, you know, the five poisons, you already, I think, you know, there are many defilements, but in brief, there are five. In all the five poisons, the other poisons are included. So they are the defilement. Then the obscuration caused by the defilement, and obscuration caused by ignorance, you can say. So there are two obscurations, or two kind of stains. So these two kinds of obscuration or stains are the one which are to be removed or purified.
Then he gives it about saying, course on the Denver him, but it is Denver him, but him, but then
she did it.
Gives it about
course on the Denver him.
Course on.
So she did it means
Jimba Tavitil Chagana, Jinze, your Jimba Po, Jimba Chetaton, Sorsum, but Jimba the son, La Denver him.
So Rinpoche says that now the obscuration of knowledge, to the knowledge, here it means that it refers to the three kind of conceptions. So what the three kind of conceptions are, Rinpoche says, for example, if you apply this kind of conception to a generosity, for example, so the clinging to the object that you give as a generosity, and the giver, that yourself, the one who gives as the giver, the one who gives generosity, and the person whom you give the generosity, these three things are called Korsum in Tibetan. But then clinging to or grasping to these three things as real, is called clinging to three kind of conceptions. So this refers to Shijidipa, you know, and the obscuration of knowledge refers to these two, three kind of clinging to three kind of things like that. So in this way, this we can apply to all the subjective things, objective things, and subject, object, and the person whom you give.
Tena dami tobi khirab jeta debate sem trupe tramate jaundu trupe traman thada jantom na tene konjok kumbantu tovarins.
So in this way, therefore, if one could purify all these stains, some trulbit tomorrow.
Trulbat
no chimanyi chikwarwa.
Trulbat. Trulbat
kora tomorrow. So this way, therefore, yes, if you could purify this stain, which is caused by the bewilderment or the caused by confusion, caused by ignorance, if you could purify, then we can achieve the Buddhahood.
Tanda ngazu thikpa chenpi lola sangye se yore se gongcho la. Gongcho la sang, thartok ko gongcho la sangye se ya te karra se na lobur je trima, trupa trima ganga se sa je sang se. Trupa trima ganga sang saru to ki hibzi tu chu tam je chenpi chenpa jengu yore tele je se, tene sangye se yore.
So usually Rinpoche says that in Tibetan language, the jewel is called Buddha also. Jewel is referred with the Buddha, with the term Buddha also, with the term Buddha too, yes. So Rinpoche says, Buddha, what is Buddha? Normally we take Buddha as a Buddhist term, and a Buddhist idea. However, in reality, in real meaning, what is Buddha, Rinpoche says, or jewel, which is called Buddha also, in another term. Buddha means contain two words in Tibetan, Sang and Ge, Sangye. You know this word already, Sangye, Chögyendin, like three jewels. Sangye, it has this term made up with two kind of word. Sang, Rinpoche says, Sang means then, and awaken. Sang means awaken, completely awaken or completely removed. It has two meanings, Rinpoche says, completely removed and completely awaken. Completely awaken from the two kind of darkness, that is the two kind of obscuration which he has explained just now. The two kind of obscuration, the two kind of veils, you can say. And then, Sang. And then completely remove means the one who completely remove these two kind of obscurations. And Ye means fully developed, which says that whose knowledge is fully developed, whose knowledge is completely developed. And therefore it is called Sangye. So such state is called Sangye. The state, the one who completely remove two kind of obscuration, and developed all the knowledge.
Then our
new movie debatant in Jango, later new movie Hasaki. Jimmy Jang, and Sheja.
Denny Jang said he is a Lord J. Grotes.
Sheja Lord J. is the country song, six.
He's a Lord J. He's a Tamjimasum, the Zeto.
Completely developed in all the knowledge means the power, the transcendental power through which one knows all the phenomena, all the nature of the phenomena. Now the thing which is to be purified is a stain. This stain or these impurities are like the pollution in the water, pollution of the water. And the wisdom is like, the wisdom is the Shirab de Kharir Song Song.
Shirab de Dehi Nyingbu Tsar. Sem Oesar Ji Tsar. Sem Ji Nela Oesar Nyingbu Rang. Oesar Dehi Nyingbu Rang Tsar.
And the wisdom is the... And the wisdom is like... wisdom is the... As Rinpoche says the... Rang Tsar means the inherent... The inherent, you know, quality. The inherent quality or power of Buddha nature. Or our true nature of the mind. So therefore, both the things... Obscuration is also there. And the means of purifying the obscuration is also there in one thing. It lies in the same thing.
When I say same way, sir, the answer here up the tindela, tindets a mind, but you are not money and compact of the tinning answer here up the compact and over your grace.
This true nature of the mind and the both wisdom and the true nature of the mind is not such things which we have attained together with our this physical or the material body of this life, but this is it's not the wisdom and the true nature of the minds are not such things which is produced by our material body of this life, but it is such things which is produced by our previous lives, the practice and this and combustion khalisa sawal ta dikas
kom songla ta khira
the tendencies, yes, bhajar ba
neba kom song
neba kom song
kom cha ji sero
the complete generated power of previous life, because we had means these two things always have been with us in many previous lives. However, we could not develop it. We could not develop it. We could not give it to some powers, you know, through awakening it. So therefore, we could not enlighten. We could not achieve enlightenment. Although both the wisdom and the true nature of the mind, which is clear light, always have been with us, you know, within our own life stream, the continuity of the life.
Then the dhamma to be here up the toll as samba the ninja in the zoo to put him below the progress.
Dhamma
to be here up the toll are the toll here up the toll are the samba the ninja in the progress.
So therefore, Rinpoche says that wisdom. And the loving love and the loving kindness and the compassion on top of this wisdom is not enough. To have a wisdom is not enough, and wisdom must be supported by loving kindness and the compassion, then we can achieve Buddhahood.
The samba sejite karasana mekba simjin tamje le mekte namba dunga simjin tamje deva dan denban do bat le samba.
So now the question is that what is the loving kindness? So here Rinpoche says loving kindness means that and a strong a wish for the happiness and the cause of the happiness of all the sentient beings, and focusing on all the beings. Yes, he says focusing on all the sentient beings, and then to have a strong wish for the happiness and the cause of the happiness for all the sentient beings is the characteristic, or you can say the nature of the loving kindness.
Then ta samba gombe thap de so sab ma rang chen de mal de ne gongo res.
So then when we engage ourselves in the practice of loving kindness and compassion, loving kindness very kind to us from every point of view, from every angle. So in this way, then we should meditate on, we should practice, engage ourselves in the meditations and reflecting on the loving kindness applying to our own mind.
Tenya mal samba mal gone che ma to to do, you know, the rang to po the to mon la so be hindu deva.
So if one find himself unable to develop the loving kindness, you know, through applying their one's own mother. So then one can do it, applying to one's own dearest persons whom you have a special love and special kindness. So through him or her, you can develop, you can practice the loving kindness, focusing on him, yes, on him or her.
Mata trobo tromo so na ngoy do gong goya te samba te kom ji ba.
So and why we should make ourselves acquainted with love and the kindness through parents or parents and friends, because it says it is a skillful means how to develop the it is a means, he says, a skillful means how to develop loving kindness.
The samba te sanje che komba thoba la tanda samba goba ma se chinde de chi ji za wa la yang samba go.
And the loving kindness is so important and so precious, let me say that. It's not only important and precious for the attainment of the Buddhahood or Jhō, but also it is very important for the durable happiness and peace in this life too. So now, first let us meditate on loving kindness once.
Then Gombe Kapso, that's in Jintamje, make us in Jintamje, make this in Jintamje. They were Jota Jebaladin and Jemaro, some bit simply in Yambrigatures.
So meditation in to meditate on loving kindness means that in focusing all the sentient beings and then creating a very strong wish for the happiness and the cause of the happiness of all the sentient beings, and then to rest in this state of mind is the meditation of loving kindness.
Namo Namo.
tātāntā ngā tsō tēne sāmbatī ngā jīn gōmbē sō nām nā tēndē sīm jīn tām jī kōrwa dōngā lē tōr tē tōr wē tēne mō nām jāng īnsi.
So Lama Rinpoche says, let us do prayer dedicating the merit that we have accumulated through the meditation on loving kindness, and may all these sentient beings be separated, be free from the suffering of the
samsara.
Emptiness and pureness and everything in the beginning then. How did it all start that we got these obscurations and that we have to find our way back now?
Way back means to
enlightenment.
Enlightenment, yes.
But how did it happen that
I see the obscurations.
Yeah.
How the obscuration starts.
And the only one who says a little bit about it in a few lights is in a book is Trungpa Rinpoche.
Yeah, what
well.
He says?
Well, he
about
says
what?
About the well, how did it start? Well, we just became too active in space and we were moving a little bit too fast. But I think when it's like that, it will happen again. Maybe we finally are enlightened people, we start to move again so fast and have to make the whole trip again and again. That's what really bothers me.
Space, I could understand what true religion is. In fact, it's very difficult to understand in English also.
Vantaras and pralayas.
Parallels, I see.
Yes.
You mean your doubt is how the obscuration began, you know, when it started.
But I should like to know how it all started. Why did it ever begin?
Where did it ever begin?
Is there a beginning, you get the answer, there's no beginning and no end, and nothing ever was.
And then you were saying, Jorba. You were saying the Kadim was over there. You were saying the Tomames. Tomames. Men any candies tarot of the government. Tomo the Tamamen. The Jimatil. Jibatil. Tomo the Tamamen, Tabacanis to be honest. The Canadian shape would score a half of the standard. Canadians.
The mountain does have a tail and man of Monty, yes, in the moon. No more, but the same was at the lower jitter. Nanka trained it, but the chin opened out.
Pensamenta nyoma wa de jibati ti thoma da jiba marasra wa
lower jita ba
milam da
milam da so milam da wa ta nam ka te inje de ba nam ka te inje de ba dan nyumon tin da sa wa te len manam no ju ni se re nyumon te nam ka te ta ba dan le te milam de no ju na.
So Rinpoche says that I hope this is a correct answer to your question. And Rinpoche says that kleshas, called Sanskrit defilements.
Yeah.
So defilements are like the cloud. They are like fleeting. They are incidental or fleeting. You know, accidental. You can say.
Yeah.
You know, accidental. Accidentally, which happens. It's accidental. Like the cloud in the sky, which says, so like the cloud in the sky, quoting from the sutra, which says the defilements are like the cloud in the sky, which is just incidental or accidental, and then our karma, karma is like the. Our enjoyment, you know, like our sensual enjoyment in the dream. So it is like that. You understood what it means? And then the ultimate nature of our mind, ultimate nature of our mind is like the sky. Which always been very clear and very pure, right from the beginning. From the beginning, less time. However, the defilements are like the cloud, which happen in between, which is incidental or accidental. And the karma, which accumulated through the defilement, is like a dream. Which is the enjoyment in the dream.
Then, pena. Hira menga jinje sem ne lo ko sar sem jin ne lo wo sar je don ya bo xie te te gom na te ne chur ba de yong ji ke ma le so lo bor chur
ne bor chur ba
lo bor je chur ba de yong so ko ka me
ni mo lo bor ge chur ba de ni mo ge bar ba ta ni mo bar ba
re lo bor je chur ba de ta thara ni se yong ge ba chur ba lo bor chur ba sem se te ni mo bu de ba de ki ze de ba ni mo
so this.
Yeah.
And this incidental or accidental defilement is the illusion, you know, sort of delusion. So in order to remove these delusions, so then trimat is self absorbed, ne? I'm just dashing you person. Yes.
Ah.
Dashing you.
Ne log je thon de dekhi ni gora ba.
O sharap chingir ba sharap ki.
Sharap je ne log je thon de chune ne log thon dhūn tī tō nā tēnī lōpar jūntur pātī yōngu yōngu wārēs
kārī nī lōg tēn
ā
nī lōg kārī tēn
nī lōg tōn dēkhi nī pārā nī lōg tōn sēndē dēkhi nī pārā kō
so if we yes, Rupa says if we recognize and recognize, understand and realize this ultimate nature of the mind, which is the, you know, Buddha nature, then the illusion will not exist anymore. Nelug tonde apo chi taso na.
Ani nelug tonde to na. Nelug tonde te to an tene chupe chama de.
Chupe chama de.
Chupe chama de ta so ne tene sa. Tene ko jo.
Then the illusion. If once we understand, when we, once we realize the true nature of the mind, then the delusion would not exist anymore. And when the delusion doesn't exist, then that means then all the ill, all the stains, you know, the stains, all the impurities also will be cleared off. So then the Buddhahood is achieved simultaneously.
Trupa lower was a jet candidate and then come by the nana. Logic part of culture, Mumbai, come banana, Mumbai, your mares. Come banana, Lord, the hits on the Mumbate, your marete, Mumbate, Sinitun, your mare, Koran, the Mumban Garda, Loko, the Mabba Tangi, then Mumba lower deliveries. The Mumbate, low part de becomes a tambo, your mare, your mare. Mumba te lo hebu kab de sin du yo ma ma ina yo lo go de me ba tam ji member lower deliver es da mi to go hira me ba tam ji thur ba de yo go pe te ji
so this true nature of the mind can be recognized and understood with the wisdom, which says with the wisdom that understand the non self entity of the phenomenon, the non self entity of the phenomenon. So the defilements and the delusions and defilements are like the darkness, and the wisdom is like the light. And when there is no light, there is a darkness is there. In fact, the darkness is did not come from anywhere, and when the light comes, the darkness goes away. In fact, it doesn't go away anywhere. The darkness is just removed and then it is there. And the light also doesn't come from anywhere. When, because the light is the remedy against the darkness. And darkness and the light are just, they are two opposite things. So in the same way, the wisdom and the delusion is also two things which are opposite to each other. And wisdom is the remedy, an antidote against the delusion. Yes. When wisdom comes, the delusion goes away. When the delusion is developed, then the when the wisdom developed, then delusion goes away. When there is no wisdom, then delusion remains there. Like when there is no light, then darkness remains.
Then come remember the candle on the taking tachis. Seni onga doga nanga tambonito.
So we can think upon this, we can reflect, we can contemplate on this darkness and the light, and from where the darkness comes and where it goes when the light comes. So this in the same way tana singo the same ge chimati
da same ge chimata lower than go lower lower ge chimata so what do this,
therefore the darkness, since the darkness is incidental, in the same way the stains of our mind, the defilements, are also like incidental, which arises spontaneously itself, and when the remedies and antidotes are applied, they vanish, they go away
there is no doer and no one doing it.
Pardon?
There is no doer and no one doing it.
Yeah. 제자는 제바보당 자와다 이제요 말하겠어.
제바보스 제자.
명문바
세바.
명문바라. Doer means what? Doer, remover of the.
No one who is putting these obscurations over someone. There's not some heavenly person who is just putting all these clouds on.
present yomo ba jiba tin da wa jar ba ti cheba po kha yo mar ba sta ti
seba ba yin da yo mar sa la la so yin seba ba yin yo mar
sa wa kha yo mar
seba po da sa wa me ba ju jin de cho sang ji ju de jin cho sang ji song le se nam ka pen na lo kham ba de lo par ye ba ka su me ba yo mar lo de che yo de ko me ba yo ya ge ten ten cho sang ji me ba na te sum su yong yo re se
there's no do
yin a se ni yong yo mar se nam na tang bo me ba re se ko ju jin cho sang ji yong yo mar se
so Rinpoche says yes
lord
there's no doer there's no I mean creator of defilements and it is just spontaneously it comes just because it is just because of the cause and the conditions you can just it is just cause and the condition effect of the cause and the conditions it, you know the defilements are made or created by just the presence of cause and the conditions so it happens independently it doesn't exist anymore defilement doesn't exist anymore independently because it is just depend on the cause and the conditions. When there is no cause and the condition, defilement also will not be there.
When a savok relate menare, savok relate rosa langa tala lo jinje meba mabar na meba yungres. Pe teke the voicer, same voicer je, same voicer je ton topa, same voicer je ton topa, topa the jinche sona, topa jinche sona, marik pati yungre, topa jinche meba topa combe the doa de tene marik pati yungre. Sanje ji komba tom do de ni to kon tar sen do lo dan da de wo ser ji to pa ji che me ba ba de tro ka tsa ne o ma ji bre
to pa se de she ba ji ba
to pa de
mon
de che ba ro
mon de che ba
pe na sa wo gre le de me na ye ro me na de lo pa ya de me na tsa ne o ji he ma ba lo de me na no ma ta kan kan ro ma he o tsa tom do gre sa wo gre le de
so much says that realizations of the of the true nature of the mind, which is a clear light. If such realization is there, then the mental darkness would not exist anymore. So because this is an antidote against, as a remedy against this dark mental darkness. So mental darkness, because of mental darkness, then illusion and the delusion, hallucination, everything, you know, everything comes into existence. For example, Rinpoche says that, and the underground railway lines, you know, the tunnel. As long as the light is there, darkness will not be there. The moment light goes away, darkness comes. But darkness comes from nowhere. And darkness comes from nowhere. But still, just by going the light, darkness is present there. So it means that both are within ourselves, both the on our mind.
Tonton gwanpo lodrop je sipan de gyoma tam mlan tawa ya po je hakona tene tundu kare se koro nyo momba de tambo su seba yina kante se sonwa yina sambe tene tokwa te so rangyo ke yetu bi yubres.
So in fact Rinpoche says as Nagarjuna, the great saint scholar Nagarjuna also said that if one understands, if one knows and understands and this existence of the samsara or the whole existence as a magical illusion or like a dream, so then one would be able to understand and how the defilement starts and you remember from the time, right? Who created the defilements and how the defilements came into existence and you remember what's the kind of jump see that make you do that.
Malam tang, cuma naik
sih
lah. Eh, topat tang sih tu sih. Tuan tambar, tambar madu biar nak kunjuk tu selawat mepar jumat. Kiras, malam jam itu cuma kiras.
All the doubt, then all the doubts will be cleared away. So like the fire, the dream, etc. In the dream. like the fire and water, etc., in the dreams, which neither exist, which do not exist by nature, but still we see, still we experience. So nature of the samsara is also like a dream.
Pena malang jo ngarang me jik tsik so na tim malam je me di khin le so me mare jo khin le song go hyo mare khin le ti ba mare ti ina me te lower to ruben na yo ge re chok ge che so na chok ye bog de ya chok chen bo jik che so na chok ye bo ga chong go de yong go yo mare lower to chok ge che so mare
es then for example in the dream when we experience the sufferings caused by fires, for example, we are burned by the fire. So in fact, this fire is not created by fuels and the woods. The fire doesn't have, because it is not fire in fact, but still we experience that it's a fire because we're not recognizing the dream. And in the same way, Rinpoche says that, same way, when you recognize, when you're in age of the enlightenment and Buddhahood, so then the samsara also, you will realize, you will understand that samsara, the existence was like a dream.
This one? Yeah, yeah.
I'm afraid that it will take some time.
It's a long
samsara. Dream, this dream.
Dinilam Rinpoche, this is your Rinpoche.
Malam, yeah.
Many kalpas.
Many kalpas. We have been dreaming. So now we must stop the dream, he says.
So Dorje Tipika, so Malam Jangte, Malam Moshiva, Malam Jurva, Juryagata to do Dhamma Mambu Yavaras.
In Vajrayana, which said there are many instructions how to recognize the dreams and then how to change the dream, how to change the dream, yes, and recognize the dream. And then there's also instruction on the killer light, on the luminous, on the development of luminosity. So if one has got to sort of becomes very good acquainted with this practice, with the practice of the luminosity, then one can nilam with any. Yeah, we can stop the dream also then, because our mind abides in the luminous, in the state of luminosity.
Malam je dhamma kona malam mohi kare. Mohi te malam juriya ke dhamma yona. Tene malam projer se te ke kaan la so bolan rot kuyo.
If you have instruction, special instruction on the dream, so then you can recognize the dream. So not only you can recognize the dream, but also you can change the dreams, you can change the dream, you can multiply the dreams without breaking it. So in this way, in the dream itself, one could go to pure land, like there was an exit.
Same janela wesar yinpa tang, dhamma jang tupa ta mangbu yuvarez, lukong song.
Ta
mangbu yuvarez. Ta tang jung jing ta ting ting mangbu yuvarez.
So therefore,
dorji tikpa minga gom thom na.
There are many Rinpoches, if you continue the path, Nyamlin Tharchimba Chena. If you could practice continuously, then you will get the proof itself that how the true nature of the mind exists and how the defilements, they are incidental and how they can remove easily. So all these things you experience yourself. So if you got very good practice of the Vaisa, means the luminosity, the one of the six yoga of Naropa. One of the six yoga of Naropa, Vaisarjana. It's clear light or luminous, I think, luminosity. It's one of the six yoga of Naropa, six topic or six dharma of Naropa. So if one has got acquaintance with this such practice, so then and I mean, in the darkness also, one can see, one can feel some light and luminous, even in the darkness also. Even if you are close your eye, or you are staying in the darkness, you can see everything thoroughly through the darkness. It means like your experience sort of light is, and there is no darkness in it.
What?